Well, let me see.
I was born in 1920. Not moving. And my mother's name was Edith Sachs. Her parents were Edward Sachs and Clara Bamberger. My father's parents were Mose Grabfelder and Ida Levi.
Were they all born in Louisville?
They were all born in Louisville except my father, who was born in Claremont, Kentucky, where the family had a distillery called Echo Springs Distillery. My grandfather Grabfelder was one of five or six brothers. They had an uncle whose name was Sam Grabfelder. He left Louisville in the 1917-1918 era to live in the East. He was the one who owned the distillery and gave a lot of money to start the Jewish hospital.
Oh, that is really interesting. But who was the first relative that came to Louisville?
You only do play, not play and record.
Oh, well, first you want to just do play.
Must have been your grandfather's mother or father?
My grandfather's father must have been the one who came to Louisville first.
Do you know where he came from?
Somewhere in Germany. Mm-hmm. My grandmother Levi's parents were born in Germany. Mm-hmm. Where I believe it was a place called Rehweiler.
Do you have any idea what brought them to Louisville? Was there a relative that lived in Louisville?
No, I do not know why they came to Louisville. Again, mm-hmm. you could find that out from my father.
Mm-hmm.
On my mother's side, my grandfather Sachs's family had come to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure whether my grandfather Sachs was born in Louisville or Cincinnati, now that you've pinned me down. I believe mm-hmm. he was born in Cincinnati, but he also had brothers and sisters who came here. There are very few children from that side of the family. My grandmother Sachs's, grandmother Clara Bamberger Sachs's parents were named Julius Bamberger and Sarah Schwabacher. They had four daughters and two sons, one of whom, of course, was my grandmother. They owned a dry goods store called Bamberger Bloom and Company.
Mm-hmm.
They were very successful in that store, and they built a fantastic house on 3rd and Broadway.
Where was the store?
The store was probably on Main or Market Street. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There is some place where you could find the address.
Well, did they start with a little push cart, or did they?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's possible that they did, but mm-hmm. Whatever it is, they came
they
out
were very,
very, very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in time, I do not know what year it was, they lost everything they owned, and they had to sell their home and move into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, my great-grandfather was dead, and my great-grandmother and her three unmarried daughters lived in an apartment at 3rd and Hill.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather Sachs was very active in the community, Jewish as well as otherwise. He was a member of the community chest. He was one of the board members of the Jewish Federation.
Mm-hmm.
At the time he was active, I believe, was the time when they founded the Jewish Home for Young Children, or the Convalescent Home. He was in the whiskey business. He was in a second mortgage business. I think they bought and sold second mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the time of the Depression. And he had been a director of the Lincoln Bank.
Well, did he live a Jewish life in his home?
Not particularly. They were not very Jewish oriented. We always knew they were Jewish. They always
yeah.
knew they were Jewish. They socially, they went with only Jewish people. But as far as going any place otherwise, actually, my grandmother Sachs, who was a Bamberger, made her debut in Louisville. Now, I don't think it was just a Jewish debut. I don't know any more about it than that, but I do know that she made her debut.
That's fascinating anyway. Well, what about things like the temple? Was there a temple then?
There was a temple then, yes. The temple was founded in the 40s, 1840s.
Would that be Adith Israel?
That was Adith Israel. I don't know what they called it then, but I don't even know where it was.
Well, were they founding members, or did they just...
The Bambergers were founding members. The Saxes came after, and the Grabfelders and the Levis came later.
Later.
My grandfather, Grabfelder, was in a series of businesses. He was originally in the whiskey business. At one time, he owned a restaurant down at 4th and Main or 4th and Market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly where that was. Again, my father could give you
the answer. Was that a Jewish neighborhood?
No, that was the downtown neighborhood. That was
where they
downtown.
Where they lived? Was that a Jewish?
Where they lived, as I recall, at one time they lived on First Street, and there were a lot of Jewish people living in the 1500 block of First Street.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say a lot of Jewish people, what do you mean?
Well, the neighbors were Jewish. In fact, my grandmother's brother lived next door to her, Abe C. Levi. Abe C. Levi was my grandmother Grabfelder's brother. He had a department store on 4th Street that sold only piece goods and ribbons, and it was a very elegant store.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that I recall it, I don't know when he started it, I don't know how he started it.
Mm-hmm.
He had no children, so it ended there. He had two nephews who are still living, and they worked for him, but then when the crash came,
that store
went the way of everything else. It was next door to Bix.
When was that crash?
29.
Oh, the 29
crash.
That
was the 29 crash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that store had been in existence quite a long time.
I suppose it had, but I cannot remember exactly. I don't know when it started.
Was there a, I know there's a Jewish community center now. Was there a Jewish YMCA?
The Jewish YMCA, as far back as I remember, was at Second and College.
And do you think that was there in the 1860s and 70s?
I don't believe that building was there at that time. I don't know.
You don't know if they had any other Jewish organizations?
No. No, I don't. The only thing I knew would have been the temple that kept them cohesive.
Okay, well, what about the family as it goes on now, the Saxes? How many children in all were there? There were three unmarried daughters, and how many?
That was the Bambergers.
That was the Bambergers.
There were three unmarried daughters and two sons. One son married and had no children. Another son married a Gentile and has one son who lives in Atlanta.
But your mother?
My mother.
Your grandmother, I mean.
My grandmother had two children. My grandmother and grandfather Sachs had two children. Catherine and Edith. Catherine never married. Edith married, and I am the issue of that marriage. On my grandfather's side, my grandparents, Mose and Ida, had two children, Arthur and Earl. Arthur died in 1931.
Did he
at
have children?
At the age of 31, he was not married.
So your father is the last
Grabfelder in town, around.
And you're an only child?
I'm an only child. There are Grabfelders related distantly. Daddy found one a couple of years ago in Florida. They are no longer Jewish.
They are not longer Jewish. Mm-hmm. What did your father do?
My father was a football player when he was in college. He was one of the few Jewish members of the University of Kentucky team.
Did your grandfather go to college?
My grandfather did not go to college. My mother went to college and my father went to college.
Your grandmother did not go to college?
No, she went to finishing school.
In Louisville?
Did you ever tell it?
In Louisville?
I believe so.
You don't know the name of it?
Miss Bell Pierce School. It's just come to me.
Miss Bell Pierce School?
Miss Bell Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Your mother...
Wait a minute. Let's stop. After my father got out of college, of course... No, before he got out of college, he went into service.
Oh.
And he served overseas.
This was in the First World...
In the First World War. Then when he came back, he went into garage business. He owned a garage at 3rd and Avery. And then that went... Mahula, which is a good word to express what happened to it. After that, he went into the insurance business and stayed in the insurance business until the Second World War. After the Second World War, he went into the real estate business.
Well, the
But
right. Okay.
My father, I presume, was Jewish oriented. He, in the days when he was growing up, he didn't strictly go with Jewish people. I don't think he knows an awful lot of Gentiles in the community,
mm-hmm.
for having been brought up in a Jewish home. I wouldn't say that my parents were never particularly religious.
Well, were they pillars of the temple?
No.
Were they pillars not. Of the Federation?
My grandfather Sachs was a pillar of the Federation, but as far as the rest of the family being supportive in the Jewish community, no. Now, my grandmother Grabfelder, my father's mother, was very active in the temple and in the Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society. This was her interest. This is the group that provided baskets of fruit and vegetables for the indigent Jewish people at holiday times, whether it be Thanksgiving or
and Christmas?
No, not Christmas.
Was that the forerunner of council?
This was much later. It was dissolved.
When was the Jew?
The Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society, it was Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society number one. It was connected with Adith Israel Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when the older women who were active in it died, it just faded away,
mm-hmm.
which was in the 50s.
Oh.
So it's not such an old organization. It doesn't exist any longer.
Yeah. Well, on your father, with your father and mother, do you remember any really Jewish orientation, like where they lived or any social?
There was no real Jewish orientation in that part of my background. The only one in my family who was Jewish oriented was my grandmother Grabfelder.
Okay.
In 1914, Ed and Clara Sachs moved to River Hill Road, which was not called that then. They had a number of servants, but my grandfather went to work every day on the Interurban, which was a trolley car that went from Prospect to downtown. There was also another Jewish family who lived up there. There was another Jewish family who lived up, we used to call it on the hill, the Sables. There are some descendants of the Sables here in town as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything else I can tell you about living on the River Hill Road, except they sold their house in 1926.
Before the crash?
Before the crash, mm-hmm. because it was becoming more and more complicated transportation-wise. My parents married at the home mm-hmm. on River Hill Road and were living with my grandparents when I was born. I was born at the Jewish Hospital at Floyd in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, who married your parents?
Dr. Rao. Dr. Enlow. I believe Dr. Enlow married my parents.
Was he the rabbi before Dr. Rao?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you do not know who married your grandparents?
No, I do not know who married my grandparents, but it
but
is
they were married in a they were married in a
Jewish
ceremony.
Yes, it is recorded somewhere in my grandmother's wedding book who married them, but I don't think that.
Do you ever remember any part of your family being kosher?
No. Here it is. Edward Sachs and Clara Bamberger were married by Reverend Dr. Adolph Moses.
Well, he was the first one at Adith Israel, wasn't he?
I don't know. I thought there was a Rabbi Hirsch. I don't know that answer.
Well, tell us a little about the other side of your family then.
My grandmother Grabfelder was the religious influence in my life, if there was any religious influence. Any of the artifacts that are in my home came from that side of the family. I have what we refer to as a Shabbos light,
mm-hmm.
and a few other pieces. Other than that, there
where did she get them? Were they inherited from her family, or did she buy them?
No, I think they were inherited from her family. The two or three pieces which I own came from her family. She had Friday night candle lighting at the dinner table, but we never had the ritual with the bread or the wine. I'd never seen that till I got married.
Well, now, that's your grandmother, grandfather.
Right.
What about your great-grandmother and grandfather?
Don't know anything about them except they were very poor.
And they were in Louisville?
They were in Louisville.
Do you know?
They had a number of children also. My grandmother had a sister, Fanny, who married a Henry Droutman. They had two children, and they are still living. They have three children.
And the Droutmans are still.
The Droutmans are still here.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where these poor, you know, your great-grandparents who were poor, do you know where they lived?
No, I think they could have lived down on what was known as Gray Street or Green Street. They lived in that area.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how they got to Louisville?
No. I know that when my parents moved from living with my grandparents, they lived in Avery Court. Mm-hmm. That was in the 1920s, and there were any number of Jewish people living in Avery Court at that point, which is now part of the property that belongs to the University of Louisville.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is. Well, now, your grandmother, grandfather, was the religious one.
Yes.
Did she belong to any Jewish organization?
Oh, she belonged, I presume she belonged to the Sisterhood and the Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society, which we had just mentioned. And she went to temple regularly on Saturday mornings, and she got out her prayer book if she didn't go to services. But that's the only really religious influence that I had in my background.
Well, what about your grandfather, grandfather?
He died in 1924, so I don't remember too much about
him.
Was he old? He was 54.
He was young.
Uh-huh. He died on Derby Day of a heart attack.
My father could tell you more about what the town looked like as he was growing up and what the Jewish organizations were and where everybody lived. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anything about it, except I have heard tales over the years about how they lived.
Mm-hmm. Tell us where the Jewish neighborhoods were, if you can remember.
Well, in the very first part, as far back as my information goes, I think they lived on Liberty.
Which was called
Green Street. They moved out First Street, Second Street, and of course Third Street as they became more affluent. Now at the same time, some of the poorer Jews were living in the Green Street, Liberty Street area, the Bambergers, and I don't know if any other Jewish families lived around there, built this house in the 1870s or 1880s at Third and Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some pictures of it, which I possess, that would be interesting if anybody wants to ever show anything. This was their home, and they were Jews.
Did you all know any Russian Jews? Or Jews from other background other than German?
In those days, they didn't. As I was growing up, certainly we did.
But not... A little more about the distillery of your great...
My grandfather and his antecedents.
Mm-hmm.
The name of one of their products was Echo Springs. The distillery was called S. Grabfelder and Company Distillers, Louisville. Now, Claremont must have been where they bottled the whiskey.
Well, it's possible Claremont, Kentucky is where they made the whiskey.
That's where they made it, and then but their address is Louisville, Kentucky. We have a number of bottles in our possession from S. Grabfelder and Company, which were not kept in the family, but have been sent to us from different places in the United States where people have dug them up out of the ground on the beach and have seen that it was Louisville, found my father's name in the telephone book, either wrote him or called him, and then sent him the bottles.
Oh,
and this has been in the past 10 years.
Isn't that marvelous? Well, now, there are no Grabfellers in this in the distillery business anymore.
No.
The uncle that owned the distillery and started it, he got out of the business before anything happened to it.
That's right, and he had no children.
And he was a very wealthy man.
He was a very wealthy man and a very charitable man. He gave money to start the... convalescent or tuberculosis hospital in Denver, Colorado. In what year, I don't know. I guess it was in the early 1900s.
And there are no Grabfellers in the distillery business anymore?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Could you give us any names of people you think might be better?
Certainly, who would be well informed would be Mrs. S. Frank Locke. She is 91 years old, and she certainly can recall a lot of family names and what they did and where they lived.
And your father, we should...
My father, Earl Grabfelder, There were also some Jewish families who lived in Eminence, Kentucky. The Helburns and some of the Saxes lived out there.
Carolyn Droutman possesses a book that refers to Jewish men who were active in the community. I can't think of what all their names were.
How far back do you think it goes?
Well, it's back to the latter part of the 1800s.
Okay. I think we ought to, well, we're going to interview her, so we might, we'll ask her.